Aviva Pelham, My Musical Odyssey. That's quite a title, Aviva. And you're going to have to tell us a little bit more about this incredible odyssey. And I know you started about 71, but maybe you want to go back even before that and your ambition to be on the stage and to be a singer.
I actually didn't have great ambition, but what I did have was musicality coming out of every single cell of my body, which is not surprising if you knew my parents, and I know you did. They were both very musical, and our home was full of music. My two sisters and I took music lessons, and there was always singing in harmony. So from the start, there was this ingredient, which I thought was as important as food and sleep. And this continued right the way through my adolescence with the privilege of being given lessons in instruments and drama. And I felt I wanted to carry that on as I finished school.
And the book certainly proves that. And what I want to say about the book is it's not just a biography. It's a wonderful collection to dip into. This is not a book that you just read. It's a book you go back to and forwards to and pick up the pieces along the way. Magnificent photos. And just congratulations to you for keeping all these incredible records.
I wasn't sure what I was keeping them for, and my wonderful husband, Paul, kept saying to me, did you cut the crit out? Did you cut the photo out? And I kept saying, but what for? And look, it did actually help, because I often could dip back in and find some information. And eventually, basically what this is just one huge scrapbook. I had 62 and I've now narrowed it down to this one. I really wanted to pay tribute to the people, the artists that I worked with. And when I say artists, I don't only mean singers. I mean designers, directors, crew, costume, lighting, so many important people without whom theatre just doesn't happen, and I hope I've been able to shine a light on their
talents.
That's
very important to me, because I think, yes, you're there to create the magic, and that's what people need to go away with. But behind that magic, there are incredible people that do make it happen.
Certainly.
Now, tell me a bit about some, perhaps the highlights, because I don't know where to begin. So maybe there were one or two or three maximum that you can just say, well, those were very special times in my life. And you do take us through the highlights, and there have been a couple of lowlights.
Sure.
Which have moved you in certain directions.
Sure. Really, it's difficult to define the highlights. I'll tell you what will always be one of the most special things in my life, and that is listening to an orchestra warming up. Now, how many of those have I had the privilege to hear? I remember the very first time, it was at College of Music, and I was only a second-year student and so grateful to be asked to sing. It was Pierre de Groot who was conducting the UCT Orchestra. I nearly died of joy. I can't explain the terror, the thrill, the responsibility. But hearing an orchestra and knowing you're going to be singing with them, especially because each and every single human being playing in that orchestra has a talent, a rare, unique talent, and they are playing on an instrument that is unique. And it's all very cosmopolitan. And it's, for me, it's a mini world. So every single time, and there have actually been thousands, but one of the special ones was the New Year's Eves that they used to have here at Artscape. They were so fantastic. One year was opera and one year was ballet. And I think we have to reintroduce it, because it was a happening of note for the audience and for the performers. That really was so very, very special. Then, of course, I had the honor of portraying my mother in the one-woman show, Santa's Story. And I have some highlights from there, particularly the evening that I played in her birth town, which was Hurt or Knapsack. They're in the same sort of area. And the people who came to that performance really just changed my life, their attitude, their wonderful connections that we had afterwards, because music truly is the international communicator, and it doesn't matter what has happened before and what our differences are, because when music happens and we each experience it in our own unique way, somewhere there is a connection that there are no words for.
You are certainly connecting. Santa's story was, for me, one of the most moving things I have seen, and I can still get goosebumps thinking about it. So, very special tribute to your mother, whom I also knew very well, and the two of you performing together.
Remember.
I've got to admit, 10 years of working with you in a very wonderful way, recreating an interest in Yiddish song.
Wonderful.
And again, I think you've also had the spirit of wanting to go into areas that perhaps people are not as familiar with, and reimagining that for other people.
I love to do that because the tool, the magic link, is music. And so if that is the, for want of a better word, product, if that is what I work with, it's such a gift for me, because half the challenges are over, because somebody else, everybody else, can find somewhere inside them that link, and suddenly we are in a major communication, and that is what the world sorely needs now in such turmoil and upheaval.
Well, we're going to have to make you sing some more, and perhaps you'll bring us all together in a very dramatic and wonderful way, because we certainly are looking for solutions, and maybe that's one of them. But another solution is picking up a copy of Aviva Pelham, My Musical Odyssey. It's a wonderful tribute to herself, but also to the wonderful talent in Cape Town in particular, South Africa in general. But what is going on here, to me, is so important, and a wonderful album of commemoration and tributes. And just the last thing, how many times were you married? On stage, I'm talking about.
I have been married on stage with an audience 213 times. Do you know how many rehearsals that was? But only one honeymoon.
Okay. So we've been speaking to Aviva Pelham, My Musical Odyssey.